In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our sermon text for this morning is the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday as we continue hearing of Jesus' parables and miracles in St. Matthew's gospel. This morning we read in St. Matthew chapter 14, beginning at verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." This is God's word. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, dearly loved by God, only once in my life have I been afraid when I was out on the water. Some years ago, several pastors and I were on a salmon fishing charter going out of Grays Harbor, Washington, into the Pacific Ocean. It's early in the morning, and Matthew's description of the conditions on this lake described our situation. The wind was blowing hard, and the waves were buffeting the boat. I generally am not afraid to be out on the water or to get seasick. But when I looked out and saw the swells higher than the top of the boat, I have to say it was just a bit disheartening. Peter and the other disciples, some of whom were fishermen like Peter, were out on a boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, and a storm was raging. It might not have been any different from that storm that Jesus calmed on a different circumstance. Remember when that time he was with them in the boat. And the disciples went to him and said, "Lord, we're going to drown." And Jesus calmed the storm with his powerful word. This time, Jesus was not with them because he had just fed 5,000 men plus women and children, perhaps as many as 10,000 people, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. He had dismissed the crowd, and then he had gone off by himself to a mountain to speak to his Father in prayer. Peter and his disciples now were in this boat, and as they looked through the darkness and the mist, they saw someone approaching. And that someone is Jesus. And Jesus did a different miracle here at first than he did when he calmed the storm and the other miracle. Here, Jesus stepped out of the boat and walked on the water. And then he enabled Peter to do the same. What's the lesson for us? These miracles show us that Jesus' presence gives us courage in any storm. We see, first of all, that Jesus is within our sight. And secondly, that we are within Jesus' reach. Three of the gospel writers record this miracle. St. John adds that the winds were blowing very hard and that the seas were rough. St. Mark adds the detail that they were out in the middle of the lake. Remember, the Sea of Galilee runs north and south, and it's about 8 miles wide. And they were right about in the middle, which means that that boat was about as far from shore as our church building is from the interchange at 465. That's approximately 4 miles. And it was very early in the morning, sometime between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning. When the disciples saw this figure coming out of the darkness and out of the mist, they thought at first that it was a ghost or an apparition. But it was not a ghost or apparition. This was their Lord. This was their Savior. And immediately, the Word of God came out of His lips. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Literally, stop being afraid. Why did Jesus always do miracles? He always did them to show that He is true God. And that same is true here. By showing them this miracle, by showing them that He is near them, in His presence, doing something that only God can do, that sight would give them courage. That sight would enable them to stop being afraid. Jesus' presence gives us courage in any storm. Peter, as often he did, spoke up first and said, "Lord, if it's You, tell me to step out of the boat and walk on the water also and come to You." And so Jesus invited him, come. And it was the power of that word that strengthened Peter's heart so that he could step out of the boat onto the lake. Anybody can tell you or me, take courage. Stop being afraid. Step out of the boat onto the water. But if that person doesn't have the power or the presence or the authority in His Word to do that, we wouldn't listen. When I preached last night at our devotion for a retreat, I asked the children if we were all out in the middle of a boat and I told them to step out of it and walk on the water, would they do it? And they pretty much looked at me like, no. And that's because I don't have the authority or the presence to back up my words. But when the disciples saw Jesus and knew who it was, Peter had that courage to do it. Peter reminds me very much here of Abraham. When God told Abraham, I want you to leave your homeland and travel close to 100 miles across nothing but desert and live in this land that you've never seen, but I'm going to give you. And it was the power of God's Word that made Abraham pick up and pack up and just move the way the Lord told him to do. So just as the Lord's presence and the power of God's Word compelled Abraham to go, those things also compelled Peter to come when Jesus invited him to walk on the water. And as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, like Abraham, he wasn't bothered by his attendant circumstances. He didn't care about the howling winds and the rolling waves. He kept his eyes on Jesus, and he was able to walk on the water by the power of Jesus' presence and his word. Is the object of our faith in the storms of life really any different? God is with us each and every second of our lives. He is imminently present with every one of us, even though we can't see him. He is with us every day as we are in his word, as we think about our holy baptism, as we receive the Lord's Supper. Our God's presence is near us, and we hear his word saying, come, step out in faith into the midst of that storm. Keep your eyes fixed on me. Are our expectations any different than Peter's? Peter expected everything to be all right when he stepped out of the boat. Don't we expect everything to be all right when God tells us to come to him, when we are weary and burdened? You and I have that same faith in the presence and word of God that Peter had. The main point of this lesson is not Peter's faith in Jesus or that God's going to deliver us in every storm. Professor Deutschlander mentioned it yesterday in his lesson, and you hear this often with modern critics of the Bible today. They'll say, it doesn't really matter whether it was a miracle or not. That's really not the point. So let's don't argue. You know, you believe it's a miracle. I don't believe it's a miracle. It really doesn't matter. What's important is we know that God's going to help us when we're in trouble. Well, that's true, that God's going to help us when we're in trouble. But that's not the point. The point is the miracle. The point is that Jesus is God walking on the water and enabling Peter to walk on the water. The point is God's presence with us and the power of his word that keeps us from turning sinking into drowning when we foolishly turn our eyes away from him. We don't focus on our faith. When Peter took his eyes off Jesus and began to sink and he cried out, Lord, save me, Jesus didn't say to him, now Peter, I really want you to take a look at your faith. I really want you to examine whether or not you really trust in me. Jesus didn't rebuke him. Jesus didn't scold him. Jesus didn't ask him to examine his faith. When Peter's sinking was going to turn into drowning, what did Jesus do? Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. It is true that the Lord did say to him, you of little faith, why did you doubt? What Jesus was really saying there, as we could paraphrase, is Peter say, there really was nothing to worry about. You know, you kept your eyes on me and it was okay. Keep your eyes on me and everything will be all right. Is this any different in our lives? When the wind's howling and the waves are buffeting our boats, we keep our eyes on Jesus and his presence and his word keeps us from sinking and drowning under the waves of fear and doubt and worry and despair and unbelief. We are within Jesus' reach. When Peter said, Lord, save me, we don't read that Peter reached up and grabbed the hold of Jesus by the leg and held on to him so that he didn't drown. We read that immediately Jesus reached down and grabbed Peter, probably by the sopping wet collar of his shirt, and pulled him up out of the water and dragged him into the boat. In the storms of life, when things seem to be about ready to get the best of us and put us under for the third time, God saves us, not because we reach up to Him, but because He reaches down to us in Christ. He reaches down to us and saves us. And nowhere is that more true than in our very faith, in the fact that we believe. God the Holy Spirit reached down His hand to us in holy baptism and grabbed a hold of us and saved us by pulling us into the ark of the church. God called us by the gospel and saved us. Each and every time we're saved from despair or unbelief, it's not because our faith was good and we reached up to God. It's because God's grace is constant and He reached down to us because He loves us and because He has called us in Christ to be His own. The hands of Jesus Christ reach down to us from the cross. They reach out to us as He stands next to the empty tomb. They are spread out over us on the mountain of ascension as Jesus returned to heaven to rule over all things for the sake of the church. When my sins and my guilty conscience begin to condemn me, when the temptation to sin assails me, when pain and loss pierce my body and soul, the word of God rings in my ears. Take courage. It is I. Stop being afraid. Come. Come to me. Step out. And everything is going to be fine. We do read that Jesus did repeat that other miracle I was talking about. When they got in the boat, the storm died down as Jesus again calmed the storm. The Apostle John wrote, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." That forgiveness is the hand of Christ that reaches down into our lives and saves us. It reaches down to catch us and to hold us. That reach calms our fears and quiets the storms. The disciples didn't miss the point. And when Jesus and Peter climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped Him, saying, "Truly, You are the Son of God." May we also always worship and confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as we see His presence in His Word and hear His voice. After all, with those disciples, we are in the same boat. Amen.